listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of April. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. And the call number here is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Sam.
Fantastic. I'd like to talk a little bit about the simple things that keep people from getting better. And I think one of the things that I see with modern firearms is that the average guy that comes to the Freedom Center to take training, they really don't know how to do a mag change efficiently. I don't think the average guy practices changing magazines often enough or nearly enough. And so if you have a go-to pistol and a go-to AR-15 or an M14 or whatever it is that you have, when you go to the range and shoot from a bench, that's a great thing, but you should also be practicing your mag changes under stress. You can't do that enough. It's so important to have the ability to keep a gun running in a fight or a defensive situation.
Well, I agree. And with my private students, as opposed to my concealed carry classes, I have more time with my private students. I will set up drills where that there I got a stopwatch, and I have them. The stopwatch begins with their first shot and ends with a second shot, but has a magazine change in between, and that puts a lot of pressure on these men and women to just change out the magazine, or in case of revolver, reload the revolver as quickly as possible. And things are a lot different under those conditions, aren't they?
Yeah, people that haven't spent a lot of time practicing and training and doing these drills generally fall apart under stress or being pushed for time, anything that adds a little burden to their thought process. And all of a sudden, something that was really simple if it has fine motor skills involved, it becomes very difficult. So you do have to practice these fine motor skill things under stress.
That's right. And that's where competition comes in. If you don't have an instructor to work with, like myself, get involved in combat and three-gun competition, which involves rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Before you start the actual competition, you may want to attend two or three events first to get an idea about what's really going on before you start spending money on equipment and so forth to actually be a competitor yourself. What do you think, Sam?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, John. I think the best thing you can do is go out to an IDPA pistol match and watch. Go out to a three-gun match and watch. But don't be intimidated by how fast and how good they are. Understand that it doesn't take that long to get up to speed, but you do have to do some practice, and you have to practice with the right techniques. And then go out and compete a little. You don't have to be the fastest guy the first match. Nobody expects you to win. Just go out and compete and go through the motions. And the second time you do it, it's so much easier than the first. And the third time, it's like, boy, I really enjoy this. I can do this. You know, but you've got to get involved. You've got to do the work. And you get into these matches. They're so much fun. I would highly encourage people to do it.
Well, they are fun. There's a lot of camaraderie there. You learn a lot. Don't get caught up in gadgets and gimmicks. Stick with the basics. If you are going to be involved in these competitions, use the same equipment that you would use to defend your home or when you're traveling or whatever it might be. I've seen guys come up with different gimmicks to make their holster snap open more easily and more quickly, which I don't consider safe. I know they still do it, Sam, but you had to do a forward roll and not have your pistol come out of the holster in order to be able to compete. Do they still do that?
No, I haven't seen that in quite a while, but I could tell you this about holsters. A well-designed Kydex holster that's 100% safe, if I've got that on my hip, I can outdraw and fire a first shot faster than a lot of national champions do with their race holsters. So you don't have to have a fancy holster. A good Kydex holster or a properly broken-in leather holster, you can be extremely fast and efficient if you learn the right techniques and you do the practice.
Absolutely. Well, I've been at this a long time. I've got two storage boxes full of various holsters I've owned over the years. There must be at least 20 or so that they seem to come and I find something I like better and upgrade, and I don't throw away the old ones, which are in perfect condition and ready for use if needed. But that's just part of being part of the gun culture also, isn't it?
Yeah, you can experiment with different things if you have the money. If you don't have the money, just call us. We'll tell you what works, you know, but, you know, a lot of people, they grow as a shooter and they get interested in different types of firearms. And so, you know, you wind up with, quite a collection of stuff. It's normal. I would encourage people to buy a strong side hip Kydex holster to start with. And we also put a light system on our modern semi-automatic pistols. And we can custom order you a Kydex holster that will hold the light and the pistol together, and they're just fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, there's different holsters for different purposes. There's deep cover if you want to carry and make sure nobody knows you've got a pistol. There's open carry. If you're going out into the field, that may very well be a different type of holster. If you're on an operation with some operators, that may, once again, be a different holster. So different holsters serve different purposes, don't they?
Absolutely. I have several different holsters for my handguns. Like we talked about on a previous show, when I'm wearing my armor, which is soft armor and level 4 chest and back plates, I have my holster for my handgun on my chest, high on my chest. And when I'm at the range or in the store, I've got a strong side hip holster. If I want to carry a second handgun, I'll wear it on a drop rig setup so that it doesn't interfere with my vest when I'm moving. So depending on what you're doing and what you're wearing, you're going to need a couple of different setups.
Absolutely. Well, I've tried different ways of carrying pistols in the field, and I like the chest carrier myself. The center of the chest is generally open without other things being in the way, and it stays out of the way of bumping into trees and rocks, which can be pretty harmful to any handgun, is bumping into trees and rocks, can't it?
Yeah, you'll beat your handgun up if you do that. But I like the chest rig because when I'm laying prone on a rifle in a hide, you know, working as a precision marksman, I can access the pistol much easier if it's on a chest rig. And generally, I have a suppressor that goes with that handgun. One of the things that you do when you're in a hide, if you're compromised, is you use a suppressed handgun to deal with the issue. You're not firing your suppressed rifle because that supersonic crack will gather attention that you don't want.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm in a hide. I like to be as quiet as can be and not be found. Obviously, that's the goal. Well, getting back to training, a good way to start is either with a .22 or a pellet rifle. What do you think?
Well, if you're working on the fundamentals of marksmanship, shoulder pressure, sight alignment, breath control, trigger control, follow through, that's fantastic to start with those. But you at some point, you've got to get to your full power weapon, you've got to practice your mag changes, and you've got to practice your jam clearing drills. There's double feeds, there's stovepipes, there's failures to eject, there's certain things that can happen. And you need to know how to clear the three basic types of jams that happen with semi-auto pistols and rifles. And that's something you have to practice so you do it instinctively. You can keep the gun running.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of guys may not know why I would be proud of my initial marksmanship badge, which was marksman in basic training. It was a cold spring, rainy day. We were in the rain, literally in the rain, in a foxhole, shooting M14s and dealing with magazines that had sand in them, rain in our face, rain in the rifle, sand in the rifle, and I still managed to qualify, which I was quite proud of the fact that I could qualify under those conditions. And I don't mind keeping that badge on my uniform, Sam.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, we have two types of members at the Freedom Center. We have the members that come out and shoot on the 70-degree sunny days when there's no wind. And then we have the guys that really know how to shoot, that are really, really good, that come out and shoot when the wind's blowing 20, 30 miles an hour because they want to practice in the wind. And boy, those guys learn how to deal with the wind, and they get really good really fast. They choose the tough conditions to practice in because they want to learn and they want to improve.
Well, those are the guys I want on my team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Those are the guys I want on my team. I've seen the standards so dramatically reduced in both law enforcement at every level, local, state, federal. It's very sad to see the reduction in standards of training. Most people think that an FBI agent, for example, is highly skilled in the use of firearms. And I know firsthand that's not the case, don't you?
Yeah, I would say law enforcement officers, on average, shoot less days a year than any of the members at our club. And they've cut their ammo budgets, and they've lowered the standards. And the average law enforcement guy, if he's not a gun guy and doesn't hunt and fish and shoot on his own, he's not going to be very skilled with a weapon system.
Well, traditionally, most police officers, most of the time, regardless of who they are, whether it's local, county, or state, or federal, they take their pistol out and shoot it only when they're mandated to and have no choice, because that's what they have to do on that particular day to requalify. Otherwise, that pistol never comes out of the holster, does it?
Yeah, you know, it used to be law enforcement would qualify every 30 days, if every 90 days. Now, they qualify most departments once a year, and they hardly practice in between. So it's not a good situation for them. And you know, there are exceptions. We have state troopers that are members of our range. We have some local law enforcement guys, and they are amazing shots, but not because they're law enforcement. because they practice and compete on their own.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned it to you, Sam, but St. Louis City Police used to have an outdoor range down near the Mississippi River, and the backstop was about the size of a drive-in movie screen, a huge, huge backstop. And I'm going back about 20, 25 years ago. There was a hospital about three-quarters of a mile from that range that started taking hits on the side of the building. And it was on a regular basis, and somebody figured out that it was the police officers training at that range who were shooting all the way over this massive backstop. So they had to shut down the whole range because they couldn't trust the police officers to shoot anywhere close to where they were attempting to shoot.
Yeah, I've been there many times because I did some training for St. Louis City SWAT. We shot there back in 2008, 2009, 2010. I don't know what happened down there. You know, I wonder if they started shooting again, using the range again. I wonder if they figured out that they were hitting steel rails or skipping bullets off steel targets, and that was flying it over the berm and into the hospital wall. I'm not sure, but I've never seen an officer shoot anything out of that range. All the shots that I've seen fired are hit the target in the berm, but I was working with SWAT, so.
Well, that's a whole different standard there. Those are typically men who are very dedicated to their craft and develop skill sets above and beyond what the average police officer would ever hope to have.
Yeah, and at that time, they had guys on St. Louis City SWAT that were competing, and they won events, individual first places at the Midwest SWAT Rifle Championships with brought SWAT teams from 9 states. So back when I was working with those guys, they had some really excellent shooters on that team, and they did quite well in the interstate competition.
Well, good for them. Good for them. I hope that continues to this day. There's been some issues with all these big city police departments being politically correct and men being promoted merely because of their race as opposed to their leadership capabilities, and women being put in positions that they should not be put in. So hopefully that's still the case for those guys down there.
Well, you always hope the large departments, which are prone to corruption, get good leadership and try and do things clean and do them by the book. I mean, that's what we really want as a society. We do, you know, these people that are anti-police, they're crazy. These people that are pro-police, no matter what they do, are crazy. We want good, honest police officers that work hard, and we probably need to pay them more money. But, you know, they need more training. Now, the bottom line is we don't do enough training because of the budget cuts, and that puts society and the police officer as an individual at a disadvantage.
Well, it's well known in law enforcement that you're going to lose your best people to higher-paying jobs. Out where I am in Crawford County, our sheriff, a great sheriff, former Marine, he has an ongoing problem with losing his officers to agencies that pay more money. And it's kind of ironic. They go to the next agency that pays more money, and they find out, oh, the next jurisdiction east of us, they pay even more than what I'm getting here, and they leave once again. So it's an ongoing problem nationwide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a systemic problem for decades now. You know, it started back when Clinton started bleeding all the ammo and spare parts out of our military, and the city started cutting their law enforcement budgets. You know, the whole problem started back in the 90s, and it's been an ongoing issue for 20 years.
Absolutely. Well, that's natural for men to want to better themselves and have a better life for their families. I don't blame them for seeking a higher rate of pay for their skill sets. That's just natural and normal, and nothing wrong with it. It's just a sad commentary that has to happen, isn't it?
Well, in a lot of ways, it's a failure of leadership. I have a friend that does retirement rings for law enforcement in St. Louis. And before Ferguson, he was doing about 7 rings a month. After Ferguson, started doing 30 to 35 a month because guys were just leaving the
I don't blame them at all. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of April. We're going on a cruise, leaving October 12th. If you're a single woman and you want to double up with another woman, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. Second honeymoon for you couples? Why not? It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have conversations that you would never have otherwise. You'll get to meet people you would never meet otherwise. It will be the trip of a lifetime. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. It is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone down there in Lebanon, Missouri, right off Interstate 44, is 417-718-2597. Sam, I was on the St. Louis County Police pistol range on a beautiful Sunday afternoon shooting, we had two shooters at each station. A St. Louis County police officer was a range officer, and a young woman at my shooting point, petite brunette. I was standing there watching her shoot, and we all started shooting at the same time. We all stopped and went down and checked our targets. And we were shooting silhouettes, and She was a top left. She was bottom right. She was top right. She was bottom left. She was all over the silhouette. Most of them on the paper, I would say. So I walked up to the range officer during a short break, and I introduced myself. I told him I was an NRA certified instructor. Do you think this young lady might mind if I helped to give her some coaching? And he whispered to me so she wouldn't hear, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent. And I've told that to some FBI agents, and they were trying to figure out who this young woman was between themselves that managed to graduate from Quantico FBI Academy with less skills than many of my female students who'd never been to Quantico. It was pretty, it had to be pretty humiliating for her to have to be doing that. And I can tell you what happened. Because she was a woman, she was allowed to graduate with substandard pistol skills that a male student at Quantico would not be allowed to graduate. What, wasn't she?
Boy, I don't know what their policy is on that. That's really embarrassing if you're a federal agent and you can't hit a silhouette from 10 yards away. I don't even know what to say.
Well, that's we're seeing this everywhere in the law enforcement and the military. We have young women graduating from West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy that can't open a jar of pickles. Well, they can't. I mean, I would make that the standard. If you want to be an officer in the United States military, you have to be strong enough to open a jar of pickles. Is that an unreasonable standard, Sam?
Oh, John, that's so funny. I think that the military would serve themselves well to change the physical standards based on MOS. So if you're a computer operator and you don't eat pickles, maybe you don't need to open a jar of pickles. But if you're going to be on an alpha team, you better be a lot stronger than what you need to be to open a jar of pickles. I think.
Well,
I
have to respectfully disagree with you. There's a reason why Ray Charles could not be in the U.S. military band. Because he can't be a rifleman. Every soldier is a rifleman first. And every major war we've had, the clerks, the radio operators, the computer operators end up with a rifle in their hands. So I have to respectfully disagree. That's why we can't have disabled people being in the military, because they obviously can't be a rifleman. But it's less obvious with a woman who can wear a uniform and appear to be a soldier, even though they can't open a jar of pickles. So I have to respectfully disagree with you on that, Sam.
Well, maybe we need to classify some people not as soldiers. Maybe they should be civilian contractors. Because I tend to agree with you. There's been a number of situations in history where your logistics guys wind up picking up a rifle and having to fight. So I think your point is well taken. But it's just a sad commentary on the sedentary nature of America's youth is what it is.
Well, it is. And we're at a point now where if I got the percentage right, I think it's 8 out of 10 young American men and women are not qualified to even attempt to be in the military, let alone try to get through basic training, because they're either too dumb, too fat, or have too many drug-related and criminal-related matters in their life. That's our future, Sam. And these 8 out of 10 can't meet dramatically reduced standards from what we had half a century ago. If we had the same standards we had half a century ago, it would probably be more like 9 out of 10 could not qualify to even get in basic training to begin with.
Yeah, I can tell you, I was out in Coronado years ago, right after 9/11. We were doing a strategic planning conference with some generals from Great Britain and Australia and Canada and the U.S.
You want, let's get back to your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a section there that will help you know what's going on in the world. Bright red letters says, open source intelligence put together by a friend of mine I met working on a homicide, former counterintelligence agent. He puts us together pretty much every day of the week. We hope to get the latest one posted before the end of the day today. Dozens of articles from all over the world that give you a heads up on what's going on in geopolitical matters. Also on my website, you'll see the details on our Caribbean cruise. October may sound like it's far off, but quite frankly, there's only a less than 3 months to get signed up, get your passport, and get ready to go. That would be the 4th of July. Everything needs to be in place, ready to go. You single ladies, work with Betsy. She's helping team up single ladies so they can split a cabin and have a bunkmate and dramatically reduce the cost of the cruise. Betsy's telephone number is 636-530-9502. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you're putting up with arthritis pain, you don't need to do that. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Wake up pain-free every morning like I do. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. It's all right there. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. Or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews. We're talking about all kinds of related and unrelated topics. Sam is proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there near Lebanon, Missouri, of this world-class training facility is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got cut off in the middle of your comment. Let's continue, sir.
Oh, I was going to comment on two generals. One was a British Royal Marine, a three-star, and another one was a two-star of the American Marine Corps. And they met at a strategic planning conference, and I got to see them greet each other. And they had known each other from past experience. They both worked in Desert Storm together, so they had a great relationship. And when they met, they smiled real big. They slapped each other a couple of times. They had their own special handshake. And then they went into this hilarious diatribe about how the United States was the real Marines, and then of course, the British general was throwing out one-liners about why the British Royal Marines were the real Marines. And they went back and forth for 3 minutes, and everybody had tears in their eyes. They were laughing so hard. And then the British Royal Marine played his trump card, and he said, "We didn't lower our physical standards to let women in. We're the real Marines." And that ended the conversation.
That was the end of it right there.
That was it. Yeah. You know, I mean, that was it. And our two-star general at that point, you know, just kind of hung his head and say, "Yeah, all right, you win."
Yeah. Well, and I've been saying this for years, that our military has become the laughing stock of the rest of the world's military. The proper place for women to serve with honor and integrity and patriotic needs is in the medical corps. And that's been proven for decades to be the place for women to serve with honor and distinction in our military. And I grew up wanting to protect women from being in harm's way. I don't want to see women voluntarily putting on a flak jacket and a helmet and going into combat. If they have no choice, they have to defend their life. That's one thing, and they should have training to defend their lives. But to voluntarily put women in harm's way flies in the face of Western theology, Western philosophy, Christian beliefs, everything we stand for here in the West, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, and you know, I would agree with most of that, but I have a daughter that's in the Marine Corps, and I feel like women should be allowed to participate in the military based on whether or not they can meet the standards. I really hate the fact that we lower the standards to let certain people have certain jobs. And I think if you can meet the physical standard and you can meet the requirements, if it's a non-combat role, I'm perfectly fine with women serving in the capacity of which they're talented. I'm not fine with putting them on special forces and putting them on A-teams. Now, they are incredibly useful in the intelligence arena, in the Defense Intelligence Agency and some other places. Women they do things men can't do. So there's so many varied roles in a defense architecture that I think there's plenty of roles for women to play without being on a SEAL team or being on an A-team.
Well, I've talked to instructors who were in special forces when they were ordered that the women, the first women to go through the Q course, the qualification course, they were ordered to make sure that these women would pass, no matter what their abilities were or were not. They were told these women will pass the special forces qualification course. And, of course, that spread throughout the special forces community like wildfire, even before the internet, because we all know each other, we all stay in touch with each other, that this compromise had been made to allow women to pass the Special Forces qualification course. A very sad day, and that leads up to that somewhat humorous and somewhat sad exchange between the two generals, the American Marine General and the British Marine General, that we have to have our soldiers go to these conferences and be made fun of. That's where we are, aren't we?
Well, and, you know, a lot of that was driven by the Clintons. You know, the other thing that they did was they pushed female fighter pilots through the system that weren't qualified to move up, and they wound up killing a lot of Rios in the back of Tomcats. It got to the point where the male Rios literally would not fly with the female Tomcat pilots. And then they retired the Tomcat, and that whole thing kind of went away. But you can't lower your standards. That's the one thing you cannot do, and that's been a strategic error on our part for sure.
Well, I've seen this in the schools, too, at public schools that have accelerated mathematics programs. If there's no minorities in there, they shut down the program because it's not fair.
Well, you know, Kurt Vonnegut wrote a great short story that I read back in the 1970s, and it was about this very subject, about lowering society to the lowest common denominator. Instead of allowing people to use their talents to excel and create and to prosper. And it's a phenomenal thing. If you can read this story by Kurt Vonnegut, boy, he lays it out in an incredible piece, probably not even 10 pages long, but it's fantastic.
Well, if you can find that and get it to me by email, I'll post it on my website.
Absolutely, because it's exactly what's going on today. I mean, and he made, in the story, he tells the story of how they have news announcers that stutter and how they have 400-pound ballerinas that can't jump even an inch off the stage. And the society turned into a giant mess because of these morons wanting to drive everyone to the lowest common denominator instead of let people use their talents to excel. It's a fantastic
There's a film that I've talked about occasionally. The title of the film is Idiocracy, that actually expands on that very point.
Yeah, talking about the same thing. And you know, we've stopped rewarding truth and effort, and we've started rewarding whining and some other things. And we need to get away from that and go back to what works.
We do. Well, let's step back to training. There's no substitute for range time. You can read. There's lots to be gained from reading about proper shooting methods and procedures, but there's no substitute for being on the range and putting lead down range, is there?
Yeah, it's really important that you learn how to properly hold the gun, because when you properly hold the gun, you're in a physical position to manage the recoil, and everything else becomes easier. So getting instruction on where to put that butt pad on your body or how to wrap those hands around that pistol grip in exactly the right position, what muscles to use when you fire the trigger, you know, everything works together. And if you can learn how to hold a gun properly, you can learn how to properly do a mag change, you can learn how to clear jams, then you can go out and practice, and the more you practice, the better you get. And there's no ceiling for how good you can get.
That's right. That's right. We got a caller on hold here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Hello?
You're on the air, Al. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, John. It just went blank here for a minute. I didn't know what happened. Anyhow, I was going to ask you to, or ask your co-host there about I wanted him to bring up the blowguns, and the reason I bring this up, first of all, did you check into them? Secondly, if you didn't, and you, I'll send you
well,
one.
Well, I did look into them, and they're easily available on Amazon. Sam, this came up on a show last week, somebody advocating blowguns as a fun way to spend an afternoon, and with the practical possible use of silently taking out squirrels and rabbits for the dinner table. So I did look into them, Al. Did you have any follow-up on that?
Well, I think I... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, I've used blowguns, different models, different types, different lengths. And, you know, I have, I'm a big guy. I have 3.5 liters of lung capacity. So a blowgun, you know, it works pretty good when you put 3 liters of lung to it. You know, smaller gals, you know, with 1.2 liters of lung capacity, they might not be as effective with a blowgun. You know, it's an interesting tool, though. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. But the reason I kind of pushing it for the younger crowd to get into, hopefully they don't hurt each other, but the reason is I think your index finger is one of the most important pointing tools that you have on your body. If you have an index finger, and that's what gets you, it's a perfect way to learn how to look at your target instead of using sights. It works with pistols.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it would give a kid a good foundation for point shooting techniques with firearms later on.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, John, I'll let
okay,
you go.
Well,
I don't
thank
wanna...
you for the call, and we appreciate it. Well, I don't want to dwell on blowguns too much, but it's an inexpensive way to have a good afternoon's fun, and there could be a practical use for dealing with rabbits and squirrels and maybe critters that want to eat your fruits and vegetables as well. Do you have a blowgun that you is a favorite of yours, Sam?
Well, I made myself one out of some titanium tubing I got down at Sharps in St. Louis. So
How long is a barrel?
It's about 36 inches.
Oh, okay.
It's not real long.
Okay. All right. We got another caller here. We got Jim in New York. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, how are you? You were talking about the proper way of holding a gun. There's one thing I always wondered about. There's a company down there in Texas called the American Derringer. You probably heard of them. And they sell a Derringer that holds a 410 shotgun shell. I've always wondered, how could someone possibly hold that properly?
Well, I own one of those, and we used it. We acquired it as a way of testing, for audio testing in a homicide I was working on. It's shooting a 410 shotgun shell out of a pistol is something you won't forget. What I did for that occasion, Jim, I went to the sporting goods store and I bought these special gloves that men and women buy when they ride bicycles that have a gel pad in the palm. And so I shot the first shot with the gel pad glove on, and it hurt. So I put a second glove on top of the first one. So I had two gel pads to protect my hand from this brutal recoil. It is not fun to shoot one of those things. They're typically bought by police officers as a backup, last-ditch, save-your-life kind of pistol. They do work, and they put some lead downrange, and they do hurt your hand. Sam, you got any follow-up?
Well, I think for the average person that sort of thing would be not terribly useful from a practical sense. People need to understand that the bigger round that you use in a handgun, the more weight you need in the gun to help counteract the recoil, or you're going to run into what you just described as pain. And it's not fun to shoot. And I'm 6'4". I weigh 220 pounds. My hands are calloused as can be, from climbing and from working on machinery. And I do not enjoy shooting those things. And I'm as recoil resistant as any human being I know. And so for the average guy to shoot something like that, you know, you'd do it once or twice and you'd be like, okay, that was great. I'll never do that again.
Right.
Well, thanks, bud. You answered my question. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jim. We had a homicide where the murder weapon was one of these weapons with a 410 shotgun shell. And we had an audio engineer and a test facility simulating the location where the homicide took place. And I had to shoot this pistol, I think it was maybe 12 or 15 times, so the audio engineer could get his calculations and everything he needed to do his analysis. It was not a fun day, Sam, and of course I was compensated financially for doing this because I was doing it professionally, but I wouldn't voluntarily do it for no compensation. It was not fun.
Yeah, it reminds me of a show where I saw on TV where a guy made a knife that fired the blade from the knife handle like a crossbow. I mean, it was like 200 feet a second. And I told my wife before he fired the thing, I said, "You're going to want to watch this." And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because the handle is going to rip this guy's fingers off." And she goes, "Why would you say that?" And I said, "The handle doesn't weigh anything. The knife blade weighs a lot. The handle's going to go backwards faster than the blade's going to go forward, and it's going to take part of his hand with it." And when he fired that thing, the blade stuck in the target board, and the handle ripped his hand and went through the drywall the other direction.
Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Monday. It is Monday, the 22nd of April. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. Well, Sam, it's been a fast 2 hours. We've been all over the map covering a whole myriad of topics and subjects. And I know we got our listeners' attention because between your life experience and my life experience, we're a couple of men who've done a lot of things for a lot of years, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, Well, I'm old, and I know you're probably as old as I am. So, you know, 30, 40 years experience is something to look back on and I guess be grateful for, that we had the opportunity to do the things we did and to learn what we have. So, and I'm grateful for those opportunities.
Well, and I am grateful as well. And I appreciate the opportunity to help pass our information, our knowledge and experience along to other people to help them be safe and achieve their goals, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely. And I want people to know, if you're listening to this show, understand that there's over 15 counties in southern Illinois that have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. In Colorado, they just passed red flag laws, and there are sheriffs and county councils all over Colorado standing up to these people saying, we're not going to follow these unconstitutional laws. It's happening in Idaho, in Oregon, in California, all over the nation. And it's a great time to stand up for freedom. It really is.
It is. It is. And get active locally with whatever pro-gun group is local. Gun Owners of America is a great group to belong to. NRA, not so much. NRA actually supported the bump stock ban, if you can believe that, Sam. And I believe they're supporting these red flag laws, aren't they? Am I right on
that? They absolutely are. Do not give a dime to the NRA. Go to Gun Owners of America. They actually stand up for your rights, unlike the NRA. And the other thing I would tell you is call Lindsey Graham's office and call Senator Marco Rubio's office and give them a piece of your mind on these stupid red flag laws these Republicans are supporting. It's absolutely insane. They need to hear from you.
They do. They do. It is a clear violation of our constitutional rights, and that's why these sheriffs and city councils are standing up to their state governments, aren't they?
Well, people have woken up to the simple fact that the federal government has no authority to regulate guns. We're not tolerating any more registration, any more gun control. Nobody's turned in their bump stocks. Nobody's turning in their AR-15s. Nobody's turning in their 30-round magazines. Everybody knows all this stuff is illegal and unconstitutional. Let's hope
that's
the Supreme Court stands up and does the right thing for the American people.
Well, I hope they do, and I think one or two more appointments by President Donald Trump, and we'll have a very Second Amendment-friendly Supreme Court for decades into the future, won't we?
Well, if we can convince Trump that these never-Trump Republicans that are trying to get him to sign on to gun control because they know it will alienate his base, if Trump can wise up to that fact, then maybe he'll shoot down some of these red flag laws and this other gun control.
Well, we can only hope and pray. Sam, thanks, sir. Have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's a great day. Let freedom ring. Take care, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, clean air, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748,